Test. 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 Testing. Test.
Check this out.
Ranger.
Autonomous Action Radio, a multimedia radio show, a website, an idea, a suggestion, an action plan. Because it's up to us now.
This communique will most likely be marked and destroyed shortly after it is discovered. Listen on at your own risk. The urban industrialized society that you live within is systematically destroying the environment. The Mechanopolis is destroying the planet. You have been psychologically programmed to believe that this is not happening. Pockets of resistance have been weeded out and crushed.
Crank up your speaker. To all my Figures. Heavy hustling, Figures. Struggling, Figures. Revolutionary, Figures. Gang banging, Figures. Chain ganging. Figures. Tune your frequency. I refuse to be a stereotype in your box. Never wanna try to be something I'm not. I'm just a nigga from the block. If you got it twisted, stay blowing on green. If you got it twisted, on up. DP's giving a fuck. RBG'd up and some gangster chunks. Throw your fists up, homie, if you know what's up. All my comrades putting in soldier work. We rolling dirty with it, fully dedicated. So real that the radio and never play it. But that's cool, the enemy's supposed to hate it. Freedom ain't gon' come till we regulate them. That's why I'm in the dojo, not just for the video. Really though, we really got beef with the bobo. Never know when they gon' put you in a chokehold. This is for you new niggas hoeing for the radio.
Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Turn off the radio.
People's radio.
Yo, hang up, that's police.
What's on the radio? Propaganda, mind control, and turning it on. It's like putting on the blindfold. Cause when you bring in the real, you don't get rotation. Let you take over the station. And yeah, I know it's part of their plans. They make us think it's all about party and dancing. Yo, it might sound good when you spin your rap, but in reality, don't nobody live like that. You wanna know what kind of nigga I am? Let me tell you about the nigga I'm not. I don't fuck with the cop. Platinum don't mean that it gotta be hot. I ain't gotta love it, even if they play it a lot. You can hear it when you walk the streets. How many people they reach? How they use music to teach a radio program and figure speech. Don't sleep, cause you could be a radio freak. Freak,
turn
freak,
off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Freak, freak, turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit. Freak, freak, turn off the radio. Radio, radio.
People's radio, you on the air.
I got a fat chain, I got a fat whip, I got a fat.
Nigga, get off that bullshit.
Crank up your speakers, your woofers and your tweeters. Turn up your receivers.
On your stereo, for the ghettos and the barrio. Freak, freak, y'all, to the beat, y'all. DP's, dawg, we got that heat, dawg. People's radio, on your stereo, for the ghettos and the barrio.
Y'all gonna get blackballed.
Nigga, what?
Nigga, get these blackballs. Weekend, bro.
In your mouth.
Saturday, none other than the happy day, so about to do it the berry way, the mud fan way, way, way.
Talking about the science of social deprivation. From ear to wherever in the cancer that states, the man are struggling. The poor lower working class. Blood, you go to sleep round here and have nightmares. Wake up and find the worst reality is right there. The difference is in my dreams, I'm always running scared. But in reality, on road, I'm coming prepared. So now who's gonna wanna run up and become a goner? Everybody's gonna wanna get us, but they're on along us. I'm still out to get the same
cats from last summer, but man can't see them again. It's like they've done a run up. I'm still in the same manner on the same number, and everybody knows where I'm at and what I'm under. I'm in the same slums, raising the funds in the city where the youth man are blazing the guns. Just look how this United Kingdom has come within the cats of the states where man will fight over crumbs. You got young single parent mums having the hardest time trying to survive for their daughters and their sons becoming out their youths, cause their youths are left out there, raised on the ways of these streets without care. Now we're having our fair share of gun warfare, and it's all gone nuts, and that's just cause it's poor here. People want more here, we're all on the floor here, it's raw here, can't even sleep and ignore here, cause life's kinda militant, stuck in the grime, nothing's equivalent to this cancer, the state of mind. Squatters' doors hanging off their hinges, hookers looking money for Bobby shot in their minges, leaving used condoms out on the staircases next to the broken pipes that's left by the base heads. Local estate heads have grown up to hate feds. Kids with no helmets driving round on some vape heads. Abandoned cars are at the bottom of the block, so when it's pissing down, kids have got a place to plot, to cotch and blaze pot and watch this whole spot full of a lost soul with no goals who get left to rot. And what I don't expect you to ever comprehend is why we're all acting so self-defensive. The neighborhood shotters have all seen what it's coming to. Local coppers on patrol are bumping with a gun too, so anyone could run you, leave and desert you. How long they gonna mourn you when somebody murks you? Try not to get shift when shifting your work true. When you wanna shift, there ain't nowhere to splurt to. The stakes are high, still the best get placed, trying to find how sweet success might taste in a place where everybody is trying to flex. Nobody's really getting anywhere, so everybody's vexed, living life kind of militant, stuck in a grind, nothing's equivalent to this cancer, the state of mind. For my people living on the streets who know they ain't got nothing else to retreat to. If you're getting food next, man, I wanna eat you. Pure bad beefs just to get to delete you. So many man nowadays are so see-through. Beware of their deceitful ways when they greet you. Those who feel it know it because they've been through times when their friends wanna switch up to beat you. I never used to see it, but now I got a clear view. Don't let no bad-minded heads try get near you. If they're not on your level, they'll never hear you. Ain't no time to be shaken or fearful. If you've been through some of this evil that we do, 100 Hail Marys ain't enough to redeem you. All of my longtime friends are crack fiends who have gone too far, but still say they didn't mean to. Does alleviation through basing crack relieve you? Everybody's losing their mind, and even me too. Step into my world if you wanna catch a preview, but don't tell a soul, cause they just won't believe you. That life's kinda militant, stuck in a grime, nothing's equivalent to this cancer, the state of mind. My life's kinda militant, stuck in a grime, nothing's equivalent to this cancer, the state of mind.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Aniki Show. You're on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. My name is Linda, and I'm here today with Peter.
Yes. Happy May Day, comrades.
Happy May Day.
Yes. Hooray.
And coming up on the show today, we're going to be talking about May Day. Also, the anti-fascist counter-protest, which happened on Friday. And we'll talk a little bit about Australia's offshore refugee detention system and a film about Gina Rinehart, as well as some other stuff. And you just heard from Skinny Man and Council Estate of Mind. and also Dead Prez with Radio Freak. It is 15 minutes past 1 o'clock, and Peter's been out and about representing...
Yes, representing. I went to the anti-fascist thing on Friday. It was the... remind me, Linda, which micro-party was it?
The Australia First Party.
First Party, who were there in support of the Golden Dawn Party in Greece, which is has some members facing prosecution for murder. So the Australian variety turned up. They were supposed to be outside the Greek club, but the Greek club didn't want to be associated. Apparently there was a funeral on that day. So they were sort of down the street, just across from Musgrave Park in West End, and they had the flags there. There was only about, there was nine of them, I think someone counted. And yes, they had the Australian flag, and they had the, when they pulled out the Golden Dawn flag, which is red with this Greek symbol on it, which looks a lot like a swastika, people, the anti-fascists went off. There was a lot of people there, actually. There was maybe about 50 people on the other side of the street, mostly made up from workers from nearby construction sites, but also some assorted anti-fascists. And there was a lot of yelling, Linda. There was a lot of Nazi scum off our street, and a lot of more strong language. And there was the thin blue line there. The riot squad were there, actually in fairly heavy numbers. I think they outnumbered the fascists, actually.
That wouldn't be hard, because I heard there were, I heard estimates between 9 and 14
cops.
No, fascists. Fascists,
yeah. And I'm sure they had more police in reserve somewhere too, because it would have been also a training exercise. They would have seen it as for G20, of course. And, yeah, there was a lot of argy-bargy, well, I mean, yelling, and then apparently the police dissuaded them from marching. They were going to march into the Greek consulate, and it was going to be very ugly, so they just wandered off around the corner, and turned out they were going to catch a taxi. They had to catch a taxi. So it was worthwhile doing, being there, because then they would have had to pay for the taxi, and that would have been less money for leaflets, wouldn't it? I just thought of that. But anyway, so people started following them, and it got very confused about where they were going, who was going where. It was actually at one stage hard to tell who was fascist and who was anti-fascist. That's right, they actually had the Eureka flag. The fascists had that, and so did some of the unionists. So I think at least somebody said it, or at least one unionist stopped flying the Eureka flag when they noticed that.
I heard that someone told that the unionists went and told the fascists
to take it down.
Down the Eureka flag.
Yeah, it did get very... It got very heated, especially when they moved around the corner, because it just got confused.
Mm.
One guy was detained for public nuisance. I think he might have been crossing the street at the wrong time or got in the way of the cops or something. I'm not quite sure. And they were grilling him for like 10 minutes. He had four riot squad guys standing around him, and we were all just waiting to see what happened, but he was eventually released. You know, like, while fascists are roaming the streets of West End, the police are harassing this guy for, you know, crossing the street or something. Like, it was like, oh, get it together. And oh, there were some Leninists there. There was the red flag with the hammer and sickle, but one of them sort of kept falling down. They couldn't seem to keep their flag up. And and so it went on like this for a while, and then some people, when I did myself, go into the city, and there was a bit more argy-bargy outside the consulate, wherever it was, a bit of pushing and shoving, but there was no actual arrest that I heard of.
So last week, the fascists posted on Facebook, the Slack Bastard blog, Andy Fleming from Melbourne has been, he called this rally, and he's been keeping everyone up to date with what's going on. And he posted a post from the fascists, from the Australia First Party, saying that they'd met with the police about the rally, and it had been very positive, and they'd had, you know, great rapport with the police or whatever. And so I thought it was interesting to note that in Greece, over 50% of police officers voted for the Golden Dawn.
Mm. What percentage of the vote did they get? Do you know, remember, in the last recent election? Was it something like 15%?
Yeah,
or
18%.
Like, and semi-communist or the left-wing alliance got something like 30%, because they apparently had a shot at government, they reckon, but it didn't never happen. So, anyway, bringing it all back home. So, yeah, it was generally well worth doing, though, because there was a lot of macho bullshit, you know, like from our side. There was, you know, a lot of abuse, and that sort of, you know, some people weren't terribly comfortable with that. But it was definitely worth just to be there. I mean, you could say, oh, we gave them publicity, but, you know, there was you know, it had to be done. You can't just let, you know, fascists turn up, in, especially in West, especially in Musgrave Park, and especially just before May Day, without, you know, doing something, with resisting it.
I was driving the other day along the Ipswich motorway at Oxley, I think it was, and there was an Australia First party banner over a bridge there.
Interesting. Yes, yes.
They're like recruiting or something.
Well, yes. I mean, we all know the history. In economically turbulent times, people search for answers, and some of those answers are very wrong. But anyway, shall we move on to May Day? At least.
Shall we play the song first?
Oh, yeah, if you want. Yeah, this is Billy Bragg. I was looking for something else, you know, like the world turned upside down, but I couldn't find it. But this is Power in a Union. I think it's a kind of a folky version. And I think it's live, so let's go.
There's power in a factory, power in the land, power in the hand of the worker. But it all amounts to nothing if together we don't stand there. In a union. Now the lessons of the past were all learned in workers' blood. Mistakes of seas we must fight for, from the factories and the farmlands, the trenches full of mud. War has always been the boss's wife, sir. The union forever defending our rights. Down with the black men, all workers unite. With our brothers and our sisters from many far off lands, there.
But maybe it's a little dimmer than it was back in the day. So anyway, yes, the official Labor Day or May Day march went off again. I don't know about the numbers.
I read 25,000.
Possibly. Yeah, I got there sort of late because they started early, because usually you have to hang around until the Labor leadership turns up before it starts, and I was sick of doing that. So, but I got there halfway, maybe because they don't have the business of government to tax them, that then the Labor Party hierarchy actually got there early or something, I don't know. Actually, I also noticed there was the Labor contingent quite back, you know, Labor Party quite back in the march. I don't know whether they didn't actually lead it. Maybe there was some. up the front. I didn't see that, but the actual Labour Party contingent was, you know, halfway or more back. There were some anarchists there and anarcho-syndicalist comrades, but not many. Maybe because the Mardi Gras is on at the same time and it's probably big, you know, the thing down in Nimbin to do with the hemp rally and that, especially with all the stuff going on in the States and, you know, some of our comrades are pretty lifestyle-oriented. But anyway, some of us was there. There was no Catters Australia Party this year, which was good to see, because a couple of years they had quite a presence there, which was rather disturbing. And unfortunately, there was no real big controversial thing this year. In fact, of course, what the ACTU has come out with, and I think it got some coverage in the local news, is that the union movement is preparing to defend plans to reduce the minimum wage. Now, if that doesn't tell you the poor state of organized labor in this country, you know, the light on the hill of the revolutionary defending the minimum wage. So, you know, that's what's going to be the big struggle, that, you know, low wages are not going to get even lower. I just think that's very sad that's what they're going to have to, you know, to do. There's a long way to go, but there always is. I think, you know, people will get, you know, the message eventually. There's a lot of changes going on, casualisation and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, taking away people's penalty rates and stuff is really going to hurt them. And I think, you know, eventually there will be some form of revival in unionism. I don't know exactly what. I don't know. But there has to be, because, you know, it's going to be a real, you know, sort of bottom line thing, you know, people surviving. I mean, we are always on about, you know, revolutionary change, but there is that day-to-day existence that can grind people down if their conditions get worse. And, of course, the Sydney Morning Herald today has got that on one side, AC2 defends minimum wage. And on the other side, apparently Joe Hockey's for sale, Linda.
All right.
$20,000, $30,000, and you can get, say, an hour or so with Joe Hockey.
Campbell Newman was only $5,000.
Oh, wow. But he's state, Linda. You're talking.
Oh, that was when he was mayor. So.
Oh, mayor, yeah. But anyway, so there you go. So money talks. Anyway, so next year, people, maybe you should consider turning up, you know. We don't have the public holiday, you know, but it's still no reason not to turn up to the May Day March.
And the Labour Party have pledged to return the public holiday to May Day
It was rationalising public holidays, business interests, and they actually want to take away some public holidays, people.
Ah! Well, that's not very Australian, is it? Un-Australian. So we're going to go to a song now. This is a band called Youth Allowance, and the song is called In Tent.
Yes, the claimants do. Workers and claimants.
It's almost 12:30.
Oh, right into this after this very, very important message. So listen very carefully.
Anarchism is not bombs, disorder, or chaos. It is not robbery or murder. It is not a war of each against all. Anarchism is the very opposite of all that. Find out for yourself. Tune in to the 4ZZZ Anarchy Show on Monday from 12 to 1 p.m.
Reclaiming what was theirs. We come in peace, they said, to dig and sow. We come to work the lands in common and to make the waste grounds grow. This earth divided, we will make whole. So it will be a common treasury for all. The sin of property we do disdain. No man has any right to buy and sell the earth for private gain. By theft and murder, they took the land. Now everywhere the walls spring up at their command. They make the laws to chain us well. The clergy dazzle us with heaven or they damn us into hell. We will not worship the God they serve, the God of greed who feeds the rich while poor men starve. We work, we eat together, we need no
those swords. We will not bow to the masters or pay rent to the lords. We are free men, though we are poor. You diggers all stand up for glory, stand up now. Property, the orders came. They sent the hired men and troopers to wipe out the diggers' claim, tear down their cottages, destroy their corn. They were dispersed, but still the vision lingers on. You poor take courage, you rich take care. This earth was made a common treasury for everyone to share. All things in common, all people one. We come in peace, the orders came to cut them down.
G'day, Liz here. I'm a documentary filmmaker and I became interested in Gina Rinehart when she became the richest person in Australia.
Worth almost $20 billion and earning millions more every single minute.
Wealthiest woman in the world.
Australia's richest woman, Gina Rinehart, has acquired a stake in Network 10.
Many observers believe Gina Rinehart is seeking to make her mark on public debate and use Fairfax newspapers to do it.
They worry it could give her too much political influence.
Notoriously private.
I should point out that Mrs. Rinehart declined an on-camera interview for the program.
She's a very enigmatic woman, so I decided to make this documentary to take you to meet Gina and uncover her plan for our country.
All I can do is devote all my time to the business side and to my family, and everything else I just sort of forget about.
She is finally set to build her own mine at Roy Hill in the Pilbara. It could one day make her the richest person in the world.
Rinehart published her seven-point plan for Australia. It includes cutting taxes on mining, loosening environmental regulations, and bringing in cheap migrant labour from Asia. An act she says would be humanitarian.
And what are we going to tell those jittery Labour MPs?
I Dream of Gina will uncover Rinehart's plan for Australia. And we have the right to know what this plan is and how it will affect us. We didn't vote for Gina, but she's got the power and wealth to influence our air, our water, our democracy, our workers, our media, and ultimately our future. It's our future that's at stake here, so please, help make this film happen.
Too late, lock the gate, before it's too late.
slave. We got to save our water before it's too late. Save our water before it's too late. Save our water before it's too late. Before it's too late. Lock the gate. Before it's too late. Lock the gate. We gotta love Mother Earth before it's too late. Love Mother Earth before it's too late. Love Mother Earth before it's too late. We gotta love Mother Earth before it's too late. Love Mother Earth before it's too late. Love Mother Earth before it's too late. Before it's too late. Lock the gate. Before it's too late. Lock the gate.
You're tuned to the 4ZZZ Aniki Show on 102.1 FM or streaming on 4ZZZFM.org.au.
In a democracy, the ignorant and meddlesome outsiders, the general population, have to be kept from interfering. They can be spectators but not participants. Spectators but not participants. Spectators but not participants.
So I went back to the country looking for some peace, and what do you think? next election, maybe not, who knows? But it doesn't really make any difference who's in power. The state remains the same. The structure's still there. They just tinker a little bit here and there. But it doesn't really make any difference who's in power. The state remains the same. The structure's still there. They just tinker a little bit here and there.
You just heard from Lisa Yates and Behind Enemy Lines, and that came from a compilation called Lock On, Songs to Save Australia's Forests, which came out in 99 and is a whole lot of people from around the northern New South Wales area talking about the forest blockades that happened down there, and they actually saved the forest, and there's a place called Protesters Falls, and it's called that because they saved the forest. And happening down there at the moment is a big blockade against coal seam gas in Bentley, and there's people up tripods.
Very effective tool, the old tripod. Yes, I've been up a couple, and yeah, they're very, very determined and experienced people in that area.
So,
New South Wales.
Watch out if you're a mining or gas company, or perhaps if you're a mining magnate like Gina Reinhart.
Oh, yes. Well, I don't think I'll be going to see that movie, Linda. But, I mean, that was good. That outtake was good. But, you know, what more do we need to know?
Well, it's a crowdfunding pledge.
Oh,
so,
good.
Plea, if you're... So, yeah, if maybe it won't actually ever be made.
And you had another track in there, specifically about Lock the Gate.
Yes, Brendan Mooks-Hanley and Before It's Too Late from a compilation called Whole Lot of Fracking Going On, which is also one that was put together by people in the northern New South Wales area, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they want to get it out and get it out there and make a profit, because that's what the bottom line is all about. Apparently, some people are saying, oh, we've got a gas shortage in Australia, but others say, no, we don't. It is mainly for export, so they just want to sell it off.
There's plenty of hot air coming out of politicians' mouths.
Oh, yes, that's right. And before that, we had another Billy Bragg track. I just couldn't resist it. The World Turned Upside Down. He didn't write it. It was written by some other guy. But, yeah, that's a great song. 1649, people.
What happened in 1649?
Well, for one thing, Charles I lost his head. It was the English Civil War, going way, way back. And these people, the diggers, the original diggers, had fought for Parliament. But they weren't seeing, you know, the results that they had expected, because they won, you know, the parliamentary forces won, and they weren't going to wait around for some, you know, parliament to decide something. They just took the land, they took the waste ground and occupied it. And, you know, it was obviously very, you know, grassroots, very radical thing to do, and they were eventually evicted. Possibly by parliamentary supporting landlords, because they were landlords on the side of Parliament, of course. But yeah, as it says in the song, the vision lingers on. We, you know, those sort of things are still going on now. So remember, we have got a history, people. Maybe while I've got some time, I might just briefly mention syndicalism. We mentioned the anarcho-syndicalists. The anarcho-syndicalists believe in one big union. Not a whole lot of small unions competing for workers and everything. They believe in one big union and a federation of local unions through mandated representatives, or delegates. There can be immediately revoke their mandate, and to organise society. There have been syndicalists who are not specifically anarchist, but there has been obviously a growing tendency over the years for anarchists to organise unions in that way, that they be members of unions, but they're always pushing for collectivity in the broadest sense, a real community of unions. Because if a union is big enough, if you think about it, all the workers, that starts to me to sound like a community, not just those who can work, but also those who support them, also those people who need support. And so that's where it interlocks with more communitarian anarchist traditions. And so, yeah, they're still out there, the syndicalists. They've had their ups and downs, but they are still there. The industrial workers of the world were the Americans. And yes, it was big in Europe too. And they're still around. And they're not just supporters of the Western Sydney Wanderers, because their flag is generally red and black. It's the syndicalist flag.
All right. Yeah, there are footballs,
yeah,
football
and
teams
Essendon,
with
Essendon too,
red and white
they
and stuff.
They do get mistaken for them occasionally.
So I wanted to mention what's happening with Australia's offshore detention policy for refugees, which is hugely expensive, and we'd save a lot of money. Australia, not we, like me and Peter, we're not...
Anyone.
Save a lot of money.
Go taxpayer.
Yes. Yeah. The government would save a lot of money. Talking about the Commission of Audit, the government would save a lot of money if they process refugees onshore and then let them out into the community.
And there is existing support for them in the community.
That's right. And we're not talking thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars. We're talking millions of dollars. And...
are we getting value for money?
Well...
And people are suffering. It's pretty obvious. The conditions are terrible. And, well, there's death. There's death out there in those camps now. So it just doesn't make sense on a very basic level.
So Scott Morrison said last week that he can't confirm the safety of people kept at the Manus Island Detention Centre.
He's quite upfront about it, but that's part of it. It's the fear factor. That's what they've been quite open about it, haven't they?
Yes, they want to make it... It's worse than the places where people are fleeing from. So, talking about the safety, there was Reza Barati, the man from Iran, who was murdered earlier this year inside the Manus Island Immigration Detention Centre. And finally, it's looking as though there's going to be charges laid, and they're Australian guards who were working for G4S. And the Papua New Guinea police are in the process of finalising efforts to have them brought back to Papua New Guinea to face charges. And I think this is the latest news that I can find on it. It'll be interesting to see what the Australian government is going to do, because if it turns out that there's people charged for the murder, I think it's going to make it...
highly embarrassing.
Yes, and a bit tricky. And I just wanted to mention as well, there's a Facebook page, and it is Facebook, but just fake your details if you're worried about the Big Brother spying on you.
Hello there, Big Brother.
Yes. How are you going? The Citizen X Disclosures, it's called. It's called the Citizen X Disclosures. And this Facebook page has updates from refugees who are in detention at Australian Refugee Immigration Detention Centres. And it's got reports from Manus Island and Nauru and other detention centres, and there's a number of people who have attempted suicide, and there's a guy from Iran who's attempted suicide a number of times and is under a lot of mental health stress at the moment. So that's a good place to go to find out what is really happening there.
And where's next? Possibly Cambodia.
Yeah.
Which hasn't got a good human rights record.
No, not at all.
No.
So we're going to go to a track now and then come back, and I've got a community notice as well. We're going to hear from The Herd and Clash and Collide. Listen to the lyrics. I've been listening to the lyrics lately. It's interesting, considering we just had the Anzac Day.
All the colours that make us foes, from the same brush the paint does flow, and the colours that make us red are the colours inside our heads.
I stood at the bridge, looked across the border, saw that it was just drawn on, really water. On the other side seemed the grass was greener, but the face staring back shared the same demeanor, huh? When we're warring, the same old story, only twice as mean.
Our face is dirty, can't shake the hurt, and both grew from the same seed. The wind carried the fruit to different sides, shared the same face but seen with different eyes. The sun and the moon rise at different times, occupying the same space in distant skies. A thinly disguised and reluctant fighter, and the struggling only pulled the knot tighter. Until the desire to draw blood had dried up, until the lengthening shadow said time's up.
We will clash and win.
Fears to tick the box, or was it cause we boxed in a tick this up? You and I, we are maneuvering to pick the lock. Hope and fear is something that we commonly got.
Break,
and that's unlikely, cause you're unlikely, but we both bleed bright red. And if inside me, it's unsightly, well that's what we both share. And one seems different, so one keeps distance. And a thing to stay consistent, how does our instinct become so inward, when there's nothing better than our coexistence? That's a summer, but also the place we plumber. There's a million different ways to cut it. Choose one, one of many million, why I love it. With the drop below, we gotta be a bit above it. Above it'll get done.
We will clash and win.
That make us foes. From the same brush the paint does flow. And the colors that make us red are the colors inside our heads.
You're on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. It's almost 1 o'clock. Maddie is coming up next with Asphodel Meadows and has brought his whole posse along with him today. And I just have a notice to read out before we go. And it's a rally that is coming up in response to the federal budget. The federal budget hasn't been released yet, but all signs are that it's going to not be good for us workers and non-workers. And the people's response to the 2014 federal budget has been called for the 18th of May at 1 o'clock at Queen's Park, which is the corner of Elizabeth and George Streets in the city. You've been listening to Autonomous Action Radio on Z Digital. For more information about the show, you can go to autonomousactionradio.com or 4ZZZFM.org.au.
This song is for all the political prisoners, both here and around the world.
Ever since we lost our common ground, that's what the law's been for. Friends, for those inside for drug offenses, does the state really care about your own misguided will? No, they're protecting the profits of the pharmaceutical and tobacco